Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Yet again, we are blessed with another day to be thankful to the God of heaven and earth, in whom we see the splendor of mercy, love, and power. We call him Jesus. We call him Yeshua. We call him King of Kings. And recently I have begun to call him His Royal Highness, Jesus Christ, the Son of Elohim. My God, my God, my God. This is Bishop Alexander MCK Chileshe with Sunday's podcast. Today is Sunday, the 15th of May, the year 2022. Today's word is titled Favor. We're going to be drawing our strength from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11. And the Bible declares, in whom also we have been obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. I will read that again. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. In Jesus Christ we have obtained an everlasting inheritance. Being predestined. Meaning it doesn't matter whether we're going through trouble today or tomorrow. We went through trouble yesterday. We are predestined for a certain purpose in Christ Jesus. For as long as we know whom we are today, we know whom we are in Christ Jesus tomorrow, we know whose we are, we are predestined for greater things. Amen. Alright, favor. What a broad topic. But I'm going to look at a few things. Instead of teaching, I'm going to speak more on the declarational side of it. And these are called confessions. These are confessions that I want you to make daily. For the Bible says that there is power in the tongue. The Bible says that the tongue has got the power either to speak life or to speak death. So you will confess this in order to speak life over your situations. Just pray with me. Say, Father, thank you for making me righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, I am blessed and I am highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds me as a shield. And the first thing that people come into contact with is my favor shield. My God. Thank you that I have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless me and help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with and come into contact with in this era. Jehovah, doors that were once closed are now opened for me, for I'm in the year of my double wonder blessing. I receive preferential treatment, my God, and I have special privileges. I am God's favored child, I decree and declare. He'll go on to confess this and say, no good thing will he withhold from me. My God. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase and promotion. I declare a restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from me and my loved ones. I have honor in the midst
of my adversaries and increase of assets, especially in real estate, and expansion of my territory, just as Jabez prayed, Lord, increase my territory, and so shall it be with me. We continue to confess, dear brethren, and say, because I am highly favored by you, Abba Father, I experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. My God, Zitrakabado. I receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to me over by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed in my favor, on my behalf, in the name of Jesus. I confess that I win battles that I don't even have to fight because God fights them for me. This is the day, the set time, the designated moment for me to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that favor with God and man shall be my portion according to your unbroken word, Jehovah God. And I decree all these ones according to the promises of your word in the Bible. Abba Father, you have spoken in Psalms 141 verse 3. That the Lord helps me to guard the door of my mouth and trains me not to speak against his favor at work in my life. Abba Father, you have gone on to speak in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29. Says, I will not allow any corrupt communication to proceed out of my mouth. Instead, I will speak only that which is good, full of grace, and edifying to others. Abba Father, I'm reminded of the story of Job from Job 33 verse 26. As the righteous man of God, I declare that I am highly favored in God's sight. Like Joseph, I prosper in every place and in every situation I am in because the Lord is always with me. I too experience preferential treatment, and I draw my strength from the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1 to 6. When I draw my strength from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 28, I am told that I am blessed and highly favored. My God, my God, my God. I associate with those who are blessed and highly favored so that I may increase in every area of my life. We get this from Genesis 30 verse 27. I operate in integrity. As a result, I obtain favor from you, Jehovah God. This favor, you have spoken of it and shown it in Proverbs 11 verse 27. In Proverbs 12 verse 2. I actively seek and live by your wisdom, Jehovah God. I therefore I am highly favored and esteemed in the sight of you, God, and in the sight of men. I draw my strength from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Your favor, God, brings promotion and causes me to increase daily. I'm reminded of the story of Esther in Esther chapter 2, verse 17. Lord, I'm also reminded of your words in 3 John 2. I therefore decree and declare that you, Lord, you take pleasure in my prosperity. Your desires for me to prosper me in every area of my life, spiritually, financially, emotionally, physically, mentally, and socially, abound to take place. without fail in the name of Jesus. The favor of you, God, shields me. Therefore, no sickness nor disease can live in my body. And the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 15 tells me much more. Abba Father, when I stand on Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, it tells me that wealth and riches are in my house because I'm empowered, my God, with your anointing, Jehovah God, and favor to draw wealth from your supernatural throne. Abba Father, I also know that you are pleased with me. And your favor endures for a lifetime. I draw my strength from the book of Psalm, chapter 30, verse 5. Allow me to just read this one. Let me quickly go to my Bible. Psalm 30, verse 5. I hope I'm correct. Pray so. Psalm 30 verse 5, and the Bible declares, for his anger endureth but for a moment, but his favor, oh, is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Listen to that. Listen to that. Lord, I know that you surround me and protect me with favor like a shield, according to Psalm chapter 5, verse 12. Ooh. Am I too highly favored or too highly favored? Let me go to Psalm chapter 5. Psalm chapter 5, verse 12 declares, for thou, Lord, would bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. My God, my God, my God. It's for this reason I'm saying that fear cannot rule in my life, because I have favor with you, Jehovah God, according to Luke chapter 1 verse 30. Abba Father, I've spoken all these words from your book, for I know that your word remains unbroken. It's the only thing that is unbroken in this realm that we live in, and in a realm that is in the supernatural. For your word, Abba Father, lives forever. It's for this reason that my enemies cannot triumph over me, because I stand on your supernatural word, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus. Your favor is paramount in my life. And it's for this reason, Abba Father, that I know that you will carry me through each and every single tsunami. I know that you will carry me through each and every single tornado. I know that you will carry me through each and every single flood. Abba Father, I know you will carry me through each and every single famine. Every single trouble that I face, Abba Father, is nothing compared to the divine favor as a child of destiny that I carry on me. I am secure, Abba Father, I declare. I declare that I am secure. I declare that I am beautiful. I declare that I am attractive. I declare that I am valuable. I declare that I am free. I declare that I am redeemed. I declare that I am forgiven. I declare that I am anointed. I declare that I am accepted. I declare that I am approved. I decree and declare that I am prepared. I declare that I am qualified. I declare that I am motivated, and I declare that I am focused. I declare that I am disciplined. I declare that I am determined. I declare that I am patient, and I declare that I am kind. I declare that I am generous. I declare that I am excellent. I decree and declare that I am equipped. I decree and declare that I am empowered. I decree and declare that I am well able, for I am a child of you, God Most High, in the name of Jesus. I lastly decree and declare God's incredible blessings over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread of increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to the level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way in this era, and this is my decree and declaration in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom.